Immigration Law Talk Show, presented by the renowned and amazing attorney, Shapir Ali. A unique perspective on immigration law by one of the highest rated lawyers in the Bay Area, California. Brought to you by the Shapir Ali Law Group PC and Emmy Law Help Inc.
Hi, we're going to discuss a little bit about B1 in lieu of an H1. As you know, the H1 cap is finished, and a lot of companies who need their employees to be here temporarily are trying to find solutions. One of them is, of course, the L1, but there is another option. It's called B1 in lieu of H1B, which in lieu means instead of. First of all, the regular H-1B allows you to come to the United States just to engage yourself into commercial transactions. For example, come to look for businesses, but doesn't allow you to basically be employed or work as an employee. You can come to negotiate contracts, you can come to litigate a case, you can come to for educational, professional, and we discussed about that on our B1 visa podcast earlier. But this one, the B1 in lieu of an H1B is more unknown, kind of, because many people don't know about it, and those who know unfortunately have kind of taken advantage of it, and it has become really a visa that many now are a little bit worried about. But the B1 in lieu of an H1 is different. What it does, it allows you to send your employees here. It's usually for a very, very short time, up to 6 months most of the time, where your employee will come and actually work in your company, but they cannot be paid inside the United States. Actually, there was a question by Ayla today on the B1 in lieu of an H1 asking how does it work, but basically, and they explained that you don't even have to file the form I-9 for such employees, because technically they're still employed by your foreign company. For example, if you're in India, Pakistan, Egypt, you can come on that visa, work here, and get paid in your home country or those countries. The only problem is they don't really have not really given a lot of information how they're dealing with them, because they don't have a separate category. It falls in just in the B1 in lieu of an H1. So bottom line, what you need to do if you need to look into that visa, which is really interesting by the way, you should contact an attorney who knows how to deal with such visas. Our law firm has been doing immigration law for a while, and we will be glad to help. And anything I told you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. This is Attorney Shapir Ali signing off. Thank you.